Nick Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
Many travelers I meet look at my skin color with intrigue and ask if it is easier for me to travel in Africa. Well, not always, actually, hardly ever. Take, for instance, Prison Island in the Zanzibar Archipelago. The usual policy is that all visitors pay $1 in hard currency to land on the island. To this end, there is a little whitewashed room on some rocks overlooking the beach where we land. And all the tourists who have come to spend the day lying on the sand, walking among the ruins, and feeding the turtles, line up and graciously wait to hand over their dollar. Well, not graciously. Actually, resignedly is more like it. Meanwhile, the beach boys who brought us over in their boat stand around, immediately bored, anxious for the time to head back to the big island. Some of them do attempt a bit of a guide service and closely follow their charges around. And this probably is what got me into my dilemma. There I was, standing quietly in line behind my Swedish friend, who was going to pay for me since he was the only one with US dollar bills. The official taking the money happened to look up. Such a casual gesture it was in retrospect. Of course, it was difficult to miss me standing amidst all these Europeans, and so our eyes met. "Salam," I mouthed, as easy as I had seen the beach boys do it. He jerked his eyebrows in response and lowered his head again. It is funny how I knew, but I did, and leaned into my Swedish friend and whispered, "You do not need to pay for me, he thinks I'm Zanzibari." And ever so quietly, I slipped out of the room and into the shade of a baobab tree. It was there in the cool that I started to worry. It was not that I thought I would be caught. None of the travelers had a receipt or proof of payment or anything. Besides, I knew from endless experience that with my kikoi wrap and peanut-coloured skin, I looked like any of the other fellows from the East African coast. It was only my conscience that could catch me out, and it was doing a pretty good job. What was the point of pretending to be African just so I could cheat the system? It was fine to be proud of your African heritage, but not at the cost of apathy to the African economy. $1 could buy me a Snickers in Canada. It meant a lot more than that to the Tanzanian economy, of which Zanzibar is part. This, of course, made the Europeans standing in line seem more righteous than ripped off. Down in the water, the boys were frolicking with each other in a way that Western men never would. And I thought how I had still not gotten used to this. I knew I should get back in the line, that in spite of how I looked, I still needed to declare my cultural and affluent baggage, just like everybody else with their US dollar bills. But I did not. I wanted so badly to pretend, just this once, that it was much easier to be black in Africa, as easy as it might be to be white in Europe. Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.